use of mafia pasta, SCPs, and other creepy odd tales brought to you by the folks at the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be, folks. Yes, I still, for those who listen to Coast, yes, I'm borrowing a line from George Norrie. I am the Reverend Godfather, and you are listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. And in today's little episode, we're going to be, or at least I'll be reading a few SCPs from the file of the SCP Foundation. And SCP stands for Secure, Contain, and Protect. To find out more about the SCP Foundation and those organizations that are found in the SCP universe, please go to our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. Scroll all the way back to the beginning, and you'll find some of our beta episodes, which cover some of the locations and the classes and all about the SCP universe. We get the documents from good old Uncle Tony. Today we are going to be reading two SCPs. We're going to start with the higher number and work our way down, in a way. First one up is SCP-1000. To let you all know that before I begin, I do tend to put in my little bit of a social commentary on to some of the what's here, which kind of changes everything up a little bit. So, I like reading SCPs before we continue as well, because they let me, unlike creepypastas, where I have to be a little bit more dramatic, a little bit more serious in a way, and a little bit more entertaining in a way of that I'm reading a story. I'm trying to make you feel creepy. These are a little bit more, hey, guess what I found? Cyber ordeal. And I get to explain things. I get to break character while still beating character. But either way, let us begin with the documents given to us by good old Uncle Tony. Here's the first one, SCP-1000, a.k.a. Bigfoot. Let's see. This document has a still from the unverified amateur Patterson footage. Item number SCP-1000, Object Class Keter, Special Containment Procedures. All media reports related to SCP-1000 are to be examined for potential verifiability. All organizations and individuals investigating SCP-1000's existence are to be kept under surveillance by Mobile Task Force Zeta-1000. And discredited or administered amnesiacs. Which means they're going to knock you the hell out and make sure your memory's wiped, folks. All physical signs of SCP-1000's existence must be retrieved and kept in Foundation custody. And replaced with decoy items if necessary. Alleged sightings of SCP-1000 must always be investigated by MTF Zeta -1000, however trivial the claim. Absolutely no contact with wild or captive instances of SCP-1000 is allowed without prior approval by Director Jones. Any interaction between SCP-1000 and humans, including Foundation personnel, must be reported to Director Jones immediately. Description: SCP-1000 is nocturnal, omnivorous ape classified in the hominy branch along with genera Pan and Homo. Adults range in size from 1.5 to 3 meters. It also, and for all you non-meter folks, that means 5 to 10 feet in height and weigh between 90 and 270 kilograms, a.k.a. also known as, or I should say also in American weight system, 200 to 600 pounds. Here's a little bit of education for you folks out there. Every kilogram is equal to 2.2 pounds. I'll tell you that right now. They have gray, brown, black, red, and occasionally white fur. They possess large eyes with good vision, a pronounced brow ridge, and a sagittal crest on the forehead similar to that of the gorilla, but present in both sexes, which means both male and females have that little crest thingy on their forehead. Their intelligence is on par with that of pan-troglodytes, also known as the common chimpanzee. SCP-1000 evolved alongside Homo sapiens, a.k.a. humans, a.k.a. you and me, existing contemporaries, meaning alongside with proto-humans and humans in large new numbers until 10,000 to 15,000 years ago, when an extinction-level event eliminated all but 1 to 5% of their population. This event was triggered by SCP contracting an anomalous pseudo-disease classified as SCP-1000-F1. This disease is passed on at the genetic level and affects every present-day instance of SCP-1000. The majority of SCP-1000 instances are born immune to the effect. Those who are not born immune quickly die. The effect of SCP-1000-F1 is as follows. Any hominid, including humans, chimpanzees, bonobos, and non-immune instances of SCP-1000 that directly or indirectly observe any instance of SCP-1000 has a minimum 2% chance of being instantly killed through anonymous means via a permanent cessation of brain function, which means your brain's going to stop, folks. This percentage is cumulative, and the longer a human views SCP-1000, the higher the chance of instantaneous death increases at a rate of plus 1% chance per 20 minutes of viewing. This effect varies between individual members of SCP-1000 species, with some individuals carrying a death chance of 90%. The effect is also produced by dead individuals, though small fur samples do not exhibit the effect. No means of preventing this effect are small scale only, and include redacted, see attached documentation. Level 3 clearance is required. Pages. Because of SCP-1000's close relation to humanity, it's considered likely that SCP-1000-F1 could eventually transfer to human carriers. Any instance of SCP-1000 finding its way to a major population center could constitute an blank class end of the world scenario with a minimum death toll of redacted and possible extinction of humanity. Fortunately, SCP-1000 appears to instinctively to avoid human contact. It is not currently feasible to exterminate SCP-1000 entirely. For more information, see attached documentation. Level 3 clearance required. The highest known population concentrations of SCP-1000 are at present located in the Pacific Northwest region of North America and the Himalayan mountain range in Asia. As of date redacted, these populations remain exempt. which means I think the same. SCP-1000's presence and Data Expunge have also been documented within the past 5 years on every continent. All known significant populations of SCP-1000 located near human population centers have been eliminated. SCP-1000 came to the attention of the Foundation via contact by Dr. Franz Blank, last name redacted, in 14, last two digits redacted, with the Children of the Sun, who identified themselves as outcast members of the Serpent's Hand. This group has since been completely destroyed by the Foundation due to their reluctance to surrender information about SCP-1000, SCP-blank, and SCP-blank. Since reclassified as SCP-1000-blank and SCP-1000-blank, remaining members have either joined the Foundation or have gone into hiding, presumably as members of the Serpent's Hand. Weapons, tools, and other unique pseudo-technological resources in possession of the organization have been classified as SCP-1000-001 through SCP-1000 redacted. These resources have been made use of by the Foundation in multiple instances. For a full list, see document 1000-3534-Y. Level 3 clearance required. Access to surviving ex-members of the Children of the Sun is restricted to personnel with clearance level 4/1000. Unless given direct authorization for contact by Director Jones. Further information is available to personnel with clearance level 3/1000 or above. Personnel with clearance level 3/1000 or above are required to read Document Alpha 1596-1000. Addendum 1000-466-X. Update to Special Containment Procedure. As of date redacted, SCP-1000's containment procedures no longer include Procedure 516 Lumina, Data Expunged. Indicates that SCP-1000 may be developing a resistance to the sonic element Data Expunged, will not develop further, so that Procedure 516 Lumina can still be used in emergency situations. Investigation to alternate means of reliability, keeping SCP away from human population centers is underway. Whether SCP-1000 resistance to Procedure 516 Lumina was calculated, and such may be a sign of SCP-1000 redacted or coincidental by chance of natural species variation, is not known at this time. Level 3 clearance is required. Document Alpha 1596-1000. Missive from Director Jones. You've probably heard the rumors before now. Everyone without the clearance level to know better wants to get their dig in. Did you hear Sasquatch is an SCP? Are we going to capture and contain Batboy next? Yes, Bigfoot is SCP-1000. I'm sure you've snickered. Don't worry, contrary to rumors, we don't actually assign you to Keter duty for finding something humorous. You think Bigfoot is funny because we want you to think Bigfoot is funny. We've bankrolled Hollywood comedies and farcical documentaries, paid off men in gorilla suits, perpetrated hoaxes with bear prints and goat fur, bribed and brainwashed cartoonists to get especially silly depictions on children's television. Even the term Bigfoot comes from us. Planted in the media in 1958, a term people would find even harder to take seriously than Sasquatch. Why? We'll get to that. The information in the article that you've already read isn't entirely true. There are two direct lies and plenty of lies of omission. There is no such thing as the anonymous pseudo-disease referred to as SCP-1000-F1. SCP-1000 does not possess a magical death aura. In fact, SCP-1000 does not directly exhibit any anonymous effect whatsoever. We also lied about SCP-1000's intelligence level. SCP aren't chimp level smart. They're smarter. To be precise, they're exactly as smart as us. That brings us to the lies of omission. That's what this letter is for. The lies come from me, so I figure the truth should come from me as well. This is the story we got from the Children of the Sun who defected to us. It's a story we didn't believe, refused to believe, at first. As you've already read, the apes we call SCP-1000 evolved alongside us. We walked in the daytime, they walked in the nighttime. Our nocturnal siblings in the shadows. But while we were still wandering hunter-gatherers, they changed. Like we would a few thousand years later. Tools, weapons, agriculture, domesticated animals, stable settlements. As humanity blinked in the sun, I'm not going to read that word. The word is spelled PLEISTOCENE. If you're able to pronounce that word, please send out that little audio clip to longcoatmafia@gmail.com. We would like to hear the pronunciation. SCP-1000's population exploded across the night. They blanketed the planet in the tens of billions. They made things that we still can't comprehend, even though we thoroughly studied the surviving pieces. Organic technology. They made trees and birds of prey grow into fast-moving ships. Herds of animals that became trains. Bushes that became flying vehicles. From insects and pigeons, they made things equivalent to cell phones. Televisions, computers, atomic bombs. The children describe vast shining cities stretching across glaciers and penetrating the deepest caverns. Drone skyships of ivory and spider silk. Creatures tending them with hundreds of blinking eyes. We were rare, like gorillas now. A few hundred thousand left at best. We avoided their settlements just like wild animals today avoid ours. SCP-1000 understood we were intelligent like them, but avoided us just as we avoided them. They saw us as fairies, as gnomes, ascribed us as supernatural powers, said we ate bad children while they slept in the daylight. They fenced off our dwindling wild populations in conservatories, outlawed poaching, but in the underground consumed our bones as aphrodisiacs. Then their civilization fell, and we did it. By we, I don't mean the Foundation. By we, I mean humanity. The story is muddy. Supposedly, a trickster forest god showed humanity favor, showed us the master's tools and how to use them. Why we did it, we don't know. Perhaps they hunted us. Perhaps we simply were afraid. Perhaps it was just that they fenced us in, unintentionally or not. We simply don't know what the truth is. Somehow, we acquired SCP-1000's own technology, and with it, we instigated an SK-class dominance shift in which humanity became the dominant species of Earth. We wiped out 70% of SCP-1000's population in a single day. The Day of Flowers, the children called it. Supposedly, every flower bloomed that day. While our enemies died in their sleep, then we hunted the rest down. But we went further than just killing them. With a few of the more twisted of SCP-1000's devices, we drove the survivors mad, even those hiding beyond our reach. We trapped them in their own minds, blocking higher functions and leaving their bodies to fend for themselves, like any ordinary ape. We slaughtered their living machines and burned their vast, shining cities with SCP-1000's bioweapons that reduced everything to slurry and dust that washed or blew away in the spring rain and wind. Which brings us today. You're going to read all about this in the Level 3 documentation. But I'll give you the short version here. SCP-1000 are somehow regaining their forgotten intelligence and knowledge. Maybe they never truly lost it, we don't know. This is why the ever-increasing number of quote-unquote Bigfoot sightings is so worrying. Why the attempts at contact, however indecipherable, are even more worrying. Yes, SCP-1000s are just like us. That's what makes them so dangerous. We wiped them from history and memory. We dissolved their civilization, and we slaughtered most of their species. Just ask yourself, if they got the chance, what more would they do to us? Addendum 1000-056-D. Instances of SCP-1000 have tried to make contact with the Foundation personnel on multiple occasions. Most of these attempts at contact have data expunged, untranslated. Through recent attempts show that some instances of SCP-1000 are capable of communicating in English. Log 1000-AD-065-X1. The following is a rough translation of recent SCP-1000 attempt at communication with Foundation personnel on date redacted. See attached documentation. Translation is as follows. We forgive you. Given choice for now, not forever. Let us back in. And that, folks, was SCP-1000, aka Bigfoot. Next up is a way shorter one. It is, let me get the proper stuff out right now. Put that away and get a drink before I read the next one. Let's see. Oh, again, I always love SCPs because they're usually fun to read. And don't really have to edit. If I do, it's because I really screwed up. SCP-092, a.k.a. the best of the fifth dimension. Item number, SCP-092. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. The 3,125 instances of SCP-092 are to be held in individual cases suitable for containing non-anomalous audio compact discs, aka CDs, and stored in standard inanimate object lockers at Site 37. Each instance is to be individually numbered with a permanent marker. Testing of instances of SCP-092 is to be done in soundproof rooms. Only one instance of SCP-092 may be examined at a time. Only D-class personnel are to listen to previously unexamined instances of SCP-092. Research proposals which involve non-D-class personnel listening to instances of SCP-092 require written approval from Site Command. The cadaver of SCP-092-B is not currently considered anomalous except by association and is preserved in the morgue freezer at Site 19. Description: SCP-092 is a set of 3,125 audio CDs, each labeled the absolute, 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 absolute best of the fifth dimension, and marked with the names of the 31 performers who have at various times been a part of the American singing group, the Fifth Dimension. Each instance of SCP-092, when played in a standard CD player, will produce a distinct anomalous effect upon all individuals within hearing range. The anomalous phenomena will last 74 minutes, the duration of a standard audio CD. During the time, listeners will be unable to leave hearing range or shut off the CD player or otherwise interrupt its function. As well, when the anomalous phenomenon finishes, all surviving listeners will engage in synchronized vocalization of the phrase, "Wow, that was really cool." Synchronized vocalization has been observed in non-angliophones, pre-verbal infants, unconscious individuals, paralyzed individuals, and individuals physically incapable of speech due to their voice box is not working, basically. I'm not going to pronounce those words. The anomalous properties of each instance of SCP-092 are thematically and conceptually linked to the number 5, dimensions, and or the members of the fifth dimension. As of, date redacted, 871 instances of SCP-092 have been assessed and their anomalous properties formally described. See document 092-W83 for a full list, or below for a representative sample. Representative sample of documented anomalous properties of instances of SCP-092. When an instance of SCP-092 is inserted into the CD drive of a personal computer, its files can be accessed without triggering the anomalous effects. Examination of the files indicates that each CD has different content. All content is audio material by or pertaining to the fifth dimension and is individual members. In addition to all known commercially released songs, files contain live performances, practice sessions, auditions, media interviews, and personal conversations. Acquisition log. On May 5th, year redacted, an unidentified man, henceforth SCP-092-B, carrying two suitcases, approached the front gate guards at Site 19 and stated that he wished to surrender himself and his anonymous creations into Foundation custody. The contents of his suitcases were confiscated and classified as SCP-092. SCP-092-B was transferred to Site 37 for interrogation. During interrogation, SCP-092-B revealed the thematic connections. Number 5, dimensions, and the fifth dimension between all instances of SCP-092, then committed suicide. Access requires level 4 security clearance or higher. Footnotes. The requests have been made to use SCP-092-200 to send exploration teams equipped with environment suits to Himalaya. Approval pending. 2. Although SCP-092 was taken into Foundation custody in redacted, Von Trier began production on Dimension in the 1980s with the intention of continuing for 30 years. Okay, folks, that was the last one. That was SCP-092, a.k.a. the best of the fifth dimension. So, that being said, if you liked what you heard, you could always message us on Facebook and like and follow us on Facebook. And that link, or I should say that aspect, is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. Again, our website, which has all our episodes, including all SCPs, all the creepypastas. Our website is TheLongCoatMafia.podbean.com. And again, our email is, you can also message us on our email, which is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. If you don't like to stream our show on the website, and the reason why I gave you the website to go back to listen to all the history of SCPs and all that is because iTunes and current smartphones and Android-based products, they don't go back that far. You would have to go to our website. But if you wish to still use our website, not the website, but an iPhone or Google Android-based product, we are available on iTunes and Google Play Music. Just by going there and clicking subscribe. What else? We are on Twitter and we are on Instagram. We'll at least try to post on both every now and again. Besides liking us on social media, I'll let you know when new shows are posted. Let's see. What else? Yes, it's October, and October is, first off, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Whether you, for whatever reasons, you got them or you like them, for whatever, both men and women do have breasts, and both, it's more common in women to get breast cancer than men. I don't know what the figures are. Either way, if you do an examination and self-examination, which should be done regularly, see your doctor in reference to how to do that, and you do feel a lump or you feel a lump anyway, please get it checked by a medical professional and get it diagnosed. If it is cancer, you'll be able to get the proper treatment. That way you're able to catch it in time. The self-examination, I think, has saved a lot of lives and everything else. Also, I found out recently October is National It is about 3 o'clock in the morning right now. It's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. If, for whatever reason, either you or someone you know is abused by a loved one, a spouse, whatever, please seek help. See one of the many people in a blue uniform, meaning a police officer. They'll be more than able to help you to find a proper way to get help and to get out of that situation. Please do so. Do not think you are alone. You are not alone. There are many people, both men and women, who have been through this. If you think that you are worthless and don't deserve help, you do have worth. You do have value. Please get worth. Get help. Please leave the situation. You do not deserve to be in a toxic situation such as that. And abuse does not have to be physical. It can also be sexual, and it can be mental and verbal. You don't have to live with that. I know that the first part of this show was very joyous, and I went downhill, but please, it is a serious matter. Please get help, and there are many great charities out there, great organizations that will help with both breast cancer awareness and domestic abuse awareness. Yes, you too can help, whether sometimes it's being there for somebody or giving out information. Please consider that. And that's about it. As always, we post new shows every Monday. Again, our email is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Our Twitter and Instagram is Long Coat Mafia. Our website is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. For those who use smartphones and or whether iPhone or Android-based, we are on iTunes and Google Play Music. Please like and review us on iTunes, because it does help us in a way, meaning it doesn't help us in iTunes standings, because iTunes does not have that type of algorithm, but it helps us gain new... You are, in essence, helping us gain new listeners. Let's see. What else? Our email is longcoatmafia. And I'm going to end it there, because I am starting to nod off. I am working on only a few hours sleep. So, either way, catch you again, and have a good October.
It's shocking, humiliating, and it's unacceptable.
Oh, come on, it's a classic. The only show in the world that gets better the more it's rerun.
Do I get a choice?
No! No!
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Okay, people, move along. There's nothing to see here.